Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, your show. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And welcome to the first day of spring. That's right. So if you're having snow outside, just look and laugh and say, this is first day of spring. That's right. Believe it or not, this is the first day of spring. That's right. Hey, by the way, Lynn, is it spring all over or just the United States?
not sure. I would have to read the sign.
I'm curious about Canada.
I'm really not sure because it's where it hits the equator and all that.
Well, any Canadians listening, let us know if it's the first day of spring for you folks, too.
Don't feel like that. Embarrass me in front of everyone.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway,
we're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which you hope you can, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And yes, we are the only national radio show for the visually impaired and blind. At 70% of our audience, 30% is sighted. So you sighted folks, if you're wondering what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you love the show today. It's going to be a very interesting show today.
It really is.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Right now, Lynn, you take over, Lynn.
I will. And by the way, before I introduce myself, it's the Northern Hemisphere.
Oh, right? Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah. So anyway.
Canada. But
welcome,
let me say my co-host, Lynn Golder, my beautiful wife, you're on.
Okay. Well, welcome, everybody, to a very interesting show, the March 20th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you for joining us.
And in his home in Orlando, Florida, co-host the one, the only, David Hillebrand. David, you're on, David. Co-host.
Hey, good evening, one and all. Great to hear you guys, and a pleasure to be in your living rooms once again.
Yeah, he's in our living room.
And, yeah, that's true. And in the studio, he's the only one in the studio, folks, because we're all doing everything from home, except our radio producer and engineer in our studio, radio studio, in the Spectrum Studios. Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris?
The heat is on. The heat is on. The heat is on.
There you go.
We won't give you too much season.
Yeah, it's the beginning
of the hurricane.
Hurricane season doesn't start till June.
So I have a few shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, shout-outs, okay.
I do. I have some. I said off the air that it's like a roller coaster of announcements. I have some happy and I have some sad. So I guess I'll do the sad first. We'd like to extend our condolences to Kelly James and Rory Hoffman. I understand. I just read that his mom just died 4 months after his dad died. His mom had a stroke and she died this week. So
his mom died this week and 4 months ago his father died.
Exactly.
So he lost his mother and his father within 4 months of each other.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
So we're very sad
very
to hear
sad,
that.
Very and sad. Our condolences
absolutely.
To them.
Okay, but I'd like to, on the lighter side, I'd like to say, Bill Freeman, if you're listening from home, we're glad that you're recuperating and you're feeling better. And I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Don Wilkerson, who was a very loyal listener. And
happy birthday, Don.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Don.
Okay, I think I covered everything.
You got any shout-outs there?
David said he had a
David?
Bunch.
Shout-outs. Let's see. Oh, I got tons. We might need to spread them out through the couple hours here. First of all, a welcome to all the terrestrial radio listeners, our friends at WOKB, WFTL, and all around the country. And a shout-out to my lovely wife, Brenda, and my son, Jordan. A shout-out to my dear friends, Terry Lake and Marcy in Pittsburgh, and my good buddy, Lee Kerbel in Miami, overlooking the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. Friends in Portugal who might also be listening streaming, and I'll come back with more later. Thank
wow.
you.
Quite a list tonight.
Yeah, and don't forget,
yeah.
we're on FM now, radio station FM, 100.7
no
FM in Orlando.
Yeah, 100.7.
Yep.
FM.
Holy cow.
FM.
Yep.
We're making the big time. That's going to be high quality sound.
There you go.
I don't know
so
if the
we're
world
on AM
can
and FM.
That.
Yep. Hey, Chris Shaw, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, that's all I got right there for everybody.
Keep sweating it.
I'm in the hot box today, so it's on and popping.
Oh, I've been down there in that studio. I know it can get hot sometimes.
Oh, your air conditioner's broken again?
I hope not. I'm finna go try to play with it now, so we're gonna figure this thing out.
Oh, ours is
all that equipment.
Upstairs. I just got all those tubes broken upstairs. It's 80 degrees up there.
My shout out is to you and definitely to you and every listening ear that is tuned in. Thank you for being here, and I appreciate you, and I can't do this job without you.
True.
We appreciate you so much. And for those folks that are listening for the first time, in 2 weeks we'll be on the air, 7 years. That's right, 7 years. And listen, folks, I'll tell you this right now. Hope you like today's show. I'm sure you will, but I have to tell you something. We've had a lot of shows in the past. There's over 300 shows are archived. You know, this is a live radio show, but we archive the show when it's over. About 2 hours later, you can listen to the show on our webpage. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can listen to all 300 are up there. Almost all 7 years are up there. You can listen to any show you missed. This show, last week's show, any show you missed on blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you're wondering, you're driving a car, you're turning the dial, it's, wait a minute, don't turn it down. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. We do trivia, give out prizes, and very interesting show tonight. But let me tell you something. In 2 weeks, we're going to have some interesting prizes. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be some nice money involved. That's right.
Tuning in, for sure.
Yeah, we're not talking about Subway prize. We're talking about good old Visa, MasterCard prizes. So, yeah. So make sure you tune in 2 weeks for our anniversary show. That's not going to be trivia. We're going to have a regular trivia. But in 2 weeks, we're going to have, I'll tell you right now, you can call in. In the last 7 years, do you remember any show that you remember?
Tonight.
No, not tonight. Our anniversary show. You can start thinking about it. That's your homework.
Yeah.
What do you remember in the last 7 years was a funny show that you remember? Or anything you remembered about, not just funny, doesn't have to be funny, any serious show, any funny show that you remember in the last 7 years that you remember. Or
a particular guest.
Or a guest, or something you liked about the show. So people call in. We will have a couple prizes for the two best. And then we're going to have one prize. Not only do you get money, but if you'd like to be, you're more than welcome. You can be a guest host on the show. You can sit in for the whole 2 hours and be on the radio live with us.
No way.
Yep.
Holy cow.
So we'll see. Anyway, we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind to Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. That's right, we're live. That's right. From the Spectrum Studios in Orlando, Florida. Right now, Lynn, you are up, Lynn.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the very first time Luke Simioner. And Luke is the founder and CEO at Clusive. And if you don't know what Clusive is, that it is the world's first e-learning platform built for and by the blind and partially sighted people. Welcome, Luke. That was a mouthful.
Welcome, Luke.
Thank you both for having me. It's an honor.
And well, it's an honor to have you. Are you calling us from Austin?
No, actually, we just got checked in, traveling on a few speaking engagements this week.
Oh, okay.
We're in Nebraska right now.
Oh, no kidding. Well, say hello to David, our co-host tonight.
Hi, David.
Hey there, Luke. Good to meet you. I actually the voice doing your commercial, so I was excited to have you on because I had been reading about you when I did the spot there. So it's very, very cool stuff you're doing.
No, you did a wonderful job. It's a lovely commercial. It's very exciting to have it all come real.
Well, we tried to get a professional, but, you know, unfortunately, nobody was available. So,
that's funny, David.
Close enough, huh?
So tell us, Luke, tell us a bit about yourself and how, you know, what was behind starting the company Clusive.
Yeah, definitely. So I, about me in a very brief sense, I am a Purple Heart recipient from the war in Afghanistan, a former paratrooper. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division.
Wow.
Oh, thanks for serving, man.
Wait, you jumped out of plane? You jumped out of airplanes?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. It was quite the experience. I graduated Army. I joined the Army at 17, and I graduated Army Airborne School. I was still 17, too.
Wow, impressive, dude.
Got a head start on bad knees.
Well, lucky you.
And so after that, after getting wounded in Afghanistan, I got out and I went to college. I pursued a nursing degree, and then I ended up finally getting into software engineering, and that's where the idea for Clusive started to come about. Is this insurance company I worked for. They were a multinational insurance company, did like commercial insurance down in Chile, and a lot of car insurance stuff in Florida and the East Coast here in America. And they came under Title III litigation, so ADA noncompliance of their digital assets, if you will. And they're going to pay this remediation firm a ton of money to fix the problem, fix the website. It's going to take a long time to do it. And they would have had to settle that case, and just it would have been very painful for the company. And I suggested to them, I said, you know, what if we contract my stepdad, who happens to be blind himself, and I'll sit him next to me, and where he finds a break in the usability of this app, the accessibility, I'll implement a fix in the code. And they gave me the opportunity. And in about 7 working days, we'd mitigated this lawsuit, saved the company millions of dollars, and it was an amazing experience. I got a raise, a promotion, the offer of an office, even. It was wonderful. But then, while I was on cloud nine, if you will, I turned to my stepdad, and he was just very downtrodden, distraught, very sad. And I asked him, I said, "What's up, man?" And we just got paid. This is a very cool opportunity. And he said, "Yeah, it was great, but the problem is I feel intellectually valued for the first time in my life, and it sucks because that'll never happen again." And that is when I really dug in and started to understand that there wasn't anything removing the barriers between the modern workforce and the blind population, like my stepdad, who had been, essentially stuck working in a warehouse, and there was no training or anybody offering skills where he could, get into these new remote jobs that, even during, if one good thing came out of COVID, it's that remote work is, on the rise significantly. And I said, well, this is my new mission in life. So that's kind of how Clusive came to be.
Oh, David, you asked off the air, we were discussing Clusive, and you were curious as to know what types of skills.
Well, there's especially in the training aspect, on your website, I see that you really are involved in several different aspects, along with the training. You help with onboarding for companies, and I know when I worked for an insurance company too years ago for life and health. I worked for about 25 years and I actually left because I was a switchboard operator, and they switched to different software that was not compatible with my jaws at the time. So strangely enough, you're talking about stuff I can understand. And so, the fact that blind people, don't have we have that inequity as far as the jobs that we can get quite often because of resistance and some of the hurdles in our way. So I applaud you. I think this is awesome.
Thank you. And like you said, it's a lot of technology is advanced where it's not compatible with JAWS so much, or there's no training on how to use JAWS with technology that's not optimal or really all that accessible even. And it's led to this kind of societal perception of like a capabilities problem, and it's not. And that's where Clusive really comes in, is we're kind of leading the charge on, we're proving that it's not a capabilities problem. It's a lack of training that existed prior to us. And so the people that go through Clusive are changing the world for every blind and visually impaired person after them, too.
I mean, even when you're talking about the onboarding, I know joining a company for the first time, a lot of times, even once you've gotten to that point where you get the new job, you have to fill out the paperwork. And it's almost a little embarrassing that you always have to get help from the HR or whatever. Most of that onboarding stuff's not accessible, or a lot of times it's not. So I think it's great you're helping to make that happen, too.
It is, and it's even more than technology on that side. On the company front, we are helping companies of all sizes, from Fortune 500 tech companies that we help people get placed into, down to startups, if you will. And it's more than just tech; it's wraparound services and consulting that company on. Do you have a point person for accommodations? Because even at the leading edge of inclusive hirers, I won't name names, but some very big companies, they're like, oh, well, they just kind of call HR and someone figures it out. And it's like, no, that's not, this should be a good conversation to have, not like some tedious task. And you should have some foresight on what you can give that employee to best optimize their career.
Luke, do you mind if we ask the audience if they'd like to call in and ask a question to you, if you don't mind?
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Okay. Look, folks, you want to speak to Luke and ask any question? 407-894-1680. 407 894-1680. If you have any question you'd like to ask, it's a very interesting topic, especially those folks who are looking for jobs.
And until we get a call, what type of skills do you teach low vision and blind folks to get ready for the 21st century? Because a lot of people are, you know, they might have skills, but not they don't always interpret to modern day stuff that's going on. So,
no, exactly. So we have two courses. The first of which is the professional skills course, which is, it starts with like a JAWS boot camp, because if you just know basic stuff, we help get you up to speed. And then it's digital meeting platforms, email, all the cloud storage devices like Google Drive, OneDrive, and Box, et cetera. And after that first course, which is more in it than that, but at a high level, that's the basics to enter remote jobs. Now you're good to go with that. But we then go into vocation-specific training. And the first career track that we launched with is that of being an accessibility engineer. We actually help train the trainer. Our blind, visually impaired graduates go on to work at leading tech companies where they help make accessibility a part of the product lifecycle for that company. So they learn the basics of computer science, how to write documentation, and how to really audit and review websites that are broken so they can solve the problem themselves, if you will, and make
That's
a better
cool.
experience for everybody else.
Yeah. And this is online, right? You're
correct. It's all remote and self-paced.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's beautiful too, because a lot of folks may not be able to drive to wherever you're, you know, in Austin or whatever. But being able to access it from home, and it's perfect. And of course, that's part of the 21st century. You know, I mean, that's learning all these digital communication platforms, that's the only way we're able to carry out the show right now. And I had never used Zoom until we started doing this because of COVID, of course.
Neither did I. Neither did Michael.
Yep,
it's a new world, right?
What Luke is doing is very intimidating to the average person, because the average person who's visually impaired and blind going out and getting a job, thinking about getting a job, if you're first time going blind, we had that problem, you remember?
Yeah.
Yep. We had that. When I went blind, that was a problem. I admit that right off the bat.
Yeah. All the training is designed by blind people or low vision, which I think is that's the big key to your success, is that, you know, you guys can relate to what's happening. It's not just a job or something you learned along the way. I mean, it's something that you can connect with immediately. You understand what the students are going through.
Very much so, and a lot of it's empowerment. It's understanding that there is a big perceived barrier, which I can't even imagine when you first lose your vision. But we help kind of demystify that and say, like, this is, you know, you have to be the hero of your own story here, and here's how we go about doing that. And hopefully it inspires a lot of entrepreneurship from our group.
It will. I'm sure it will. But I want to make
Luke,
sure.
Luke, I have a question. This is Michael. Luke, I have a question.
Yes.
Lynn and I were just talking. Right now, are we right or are we wrong? We're all, right now, you're looking for corporations, but you're also looking to teach individual people that are visually impaired and blind, right, to take your service. Am I wrong or right?
You're completely right. We're both trying to get people to, you know, request Clusive through their vocational rehab counselor. And they can do that through our website. We'll help multiple different ways, and also companies, yeah, right on both fronts.
So even state organizations for the blind.
Yeah, there's a lot of organizations who listen to this show who hire blind folks or people that are visually impaired. They probably need your service to help them teaching these people.
Oh, most definitely. We can do that. And if they already are hiring blind, visually impaired individuals, we can broaden the types of jobs that they're hiring for, which is one of the superpowers of Clusive, right? Once we have people to help make the stuff you're using more accessible, you can hire for more jobs in the same capacity. And that's it's a big, powerful point.
But especially a shout out to all the VR people, because we do get people from VR or Division of Blind Services and stuff that listen to the show. And for all those folks, now you've got another really good alternative that's online. you can get training for people. I mean, that's killer. So a lot of folks may not be close to a training facility necessarily where they can go in personally. So that's the, you know, you're filling a great need the way I look at it.
Oh, definitely. And I think, you know, a huge shout out goes to the counselors because we know that that's a hard job. They have huge caseloads and they get inundated with paperwork. And that's another place Clusive tries to help is by, you know, in Florida, we did the math and we're saving those counselors an average of 15 days a year in paperwork.
Hi, you're in Florida. Good.
Yes, yes. So
I have a
with a few people there.
Luke, I have a question.
Yes, yes.
We many times go on the air. And there's certain places that hire, and they're looking for, let's just say, a person that can do X. And a lot of people can't do X. But I would assume that's where you come in. You could teach them about doing X. Is that right?
We do create custom training, yes.
Right. So this is very important because there's so many.
You're like the missing link.
Yeah, there's so many people that listen to this radio show that I know HR, a lot of HR is listening to this show.
Yeah.
And a lot of organizations that do hiring, and they look for people, but sometimes they look for people are people with vision impaired and blind.
They're
not just confident. They don't know how to do it.
Right. They don't have the skills.
Yes, yes.
Or an individual that would love to work in a particular industry or something, but they may not, but you know, they're not sure how they could pull this off. And
that's what Michael's saying.
These guys jump right into to help you be able to fulfill your dream, you know?
Well, you know what? I was just thinking of a cousin that, matter of fact, lives in Austin.
Oh.
Lynn's cousin.
I think he's in computers.
He's in computers. And he wanted to get a good job. And he said that he needed a little more help learning a little more that he didn't know. And the point was, this is perfect for him as well.
It really is. And that's the big thing is, you know, we're not Clusive itself. I hope it does, but the aim isn't for Clusive itself to change lives. It's to enable everyone to have the agency where they can change their life. They can learn the things that they want to learn, and they can, you know, get the job skills that they need to go explore. And that's the big thing is, you know, it's hard to be an entrepreneur when you can't get a good base of you know, money beneath you. And our average placement salary right now comes out to about $53,000. And so we're doubling what any state averages right now, as far as we can tell.
Wow, that's great.
It sure is.
Yes. So it's,
now, does your company do anything with job placement as well? I know, of course, you're developing the skills, but I'm sure in time you're going to be developing contacts too.
Yes, we definitely are. So we have some pretty high-powered relationships with leading tech companies. Everything from e-commerce to search engines, if you will. And what we do is we create a talent pipeline. So our graduates, whether it's of one course or both courses, depending, kind of get thrown into different talent pools. So while the state agency or whoever enrolled you is trying to help you get placed, we're also trying to find a spot for you in one of these high-paying tech companies that's growing. And that we seek to just expand that. And so I put that out there, too. Any company that would like to have access to our talent pipeline, right now we're not charging right now. We're just getting people placed. And we're also doing temp to hire. So,
Luke, this is Lynn. I have a quick question. Do you any of your staffers work remotely?
Yes, yes. Actually, one of our graduates that we hired, he went through our course in Florida, and we hired him afterwards because he was just such a shining star, and he works for Blue Lotus every day.
That's good to know. I've got somebody in mind. Okay. Well, why don't you let everybody know how to reach you and about your website before we say goodnight?
Yes. Thank you all so much for having me. If you want to learn more, yes, yes. If you want to learn more, it's Clusive, CLUSIV.io. They have a contact form on there. And you can, whether you're a student, potential student, employer, you can reach out to us there on our contact forms. And there's tabs up at the top that'll tell you exactly what use case you fall under. So, I really appreciate it, and I hope to hear from all of you very soon.
Congratulations, man. You got some great stuff going on. I really appreciate all the service.
No, thank you. This is my mission, and it's starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I appreciate you all having me on so I can tell the world about it.
Oh, it's going to be a success. That I know.
There you go.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Luke.
Good for you. Thanks, Luke. You. We'll see you again, man.
Take care, Luke.
You all as well.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
All
we're
right,
gonna break.
Cool.
We're gonna go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We're right back. Don't go away.
They're not going anywhere. They're staying right tuned.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work for your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I can tell you something. If you missed Luke talking, that was unbelievable.
That's even the thing.
Even if you don't want to go for a job, just listening to what he was saying was amazing. You know, I know when I went looking for a job, he wasn't out there. But if he was out there, I would have talked to him.
Inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely inspiring. Yeah, because when you go blind, it's scary. When you go out for a job, when you just went blind, that's scary, scariness. So that's scary, scary. So if you can have somebody to help you, that's fabulous.
Especially bringing you to the modern days, because not just is it scary losing your vision, but if you've got skills from the 90s, you know, that's a lot of that's not going to help you right now. You got to know some of, you know, like our digital platform for using Zoom or some of these other things. You got to know all that is just as important. So he helps bring you to the, you know, to the 2020s.
Correct. And right now I want to turn over the show to David, and David's going to tell you what he did. David.
Oh my goodness. I can't really tell you everything that I did because it's a family show, you know, and Chris has got his finger on the button right now. So I'm going to be good. No, I'm going to tell you, I'd like to play a little song here now. This is actually taken from a show that I was on, an internet TV and radio show last week called Live and Kickin' where I debuted a couple new originals. This song was the first of them, and this song is called Rise Up, and it is written, of course, about the terrible Ukraine struggle after the invasion of Russia, and this song kind of goes out to the Russian people, where I'm basically suggesting that there's a possible solution to this, and that is the quick possible revolt of the Russian people, who are tired of seeing what's going on. So they have part of this in their hands as well, that they might rise up and try to make a change. So here you go. This is a song called Rise Up from the Live and Kickin' show I did.
Not a war, got to find a better way. Yeah, I say rise up, good people. We need a peace, not a war, searching for a better day. It was the second month they put out the pressure. It was an evil deed done by any measure. And just like David and Goliath, well, they were outnumbered. I saw the giant laugh while the soldiers plundered. Oh no, I said rise up. Rise up, good people. We need a peace, not a war. Got to find a better way. Whoa. I said rise up.
Oh Lord.
Now rise up, good people. We need a peace, not a war. Got to find a better day.
Well, the soldier said, we got you surrounded. The ground that shook and the bombs that pounded. But now the evil soldiers, they thought they'd won. Oh, but the David stood proud. I'll show you how it's done.
That's right. I said, rise up. But now rise up, good people. We need a peace, not a war. Got to find a better way. Ooh, yeah. I said rise up. But now rise up, good people. We need a peace, not a war. Got to find a better day.
You know that's right. Evil man, there's such an evil man, Lord. Man, he's such an evil man. Evil man, he's such an evil man. The crooked man, yes, he's such an evil man, Lord. Evil man, such an evil man. I said, evil man, he's such an evil man. Yes, evil man, he's such an evil man. Come on, evil man, and he's such an evil man. I said, rise up, oh Lord.
Now rise up, good people, yeah. We need a peace, not a war. Got to find a better way. Whoa. I say rise up. Rise up, good people. We need a peace, not a war. Got to find a better way. I say rise up. Rise up, good people. We need a peace, not a war. Got to find a better way. Who knows? I say rise up. Oh yeah. When I rise up, good people.
We need a peace, not a war, searching for a better day. You know that's right, I said, he's evil man, such an evil man. An evil man, such an evil man. Evil man, such an evil man. The Putin man, yes, he's such an evil man. You know that's right. I said, rise up.
Very good. Very good, David. David, if I didn't know you better, David, I would think you're Jamaican.
Well, you know, I might have to, I could be in the ancestry somewhere in the distance, but I have a deep connection with Jamaican people, though, for sure. Well,
you sound like you're in Jamaica, and you sound like a Jamaican young man. That's right.
I've got the feel. I've played at a couple of reggae bands, so close enough anyway.
Thank you.
Hey, we're all brothers and sisters back here somewhere, right?
That's true. And it's a shame people in Russia can't hear that song because they need to hear that song.
Some of them just might end up hearing it. It would not surprise me. That's the goal. I don't want to necessarily be on Putin's hit list, but I do. But if a couple people are in Russia are humming that song, I'll feel really good about it. So I could see it happening.
Well, let's put it this way, not to be political, as this show is not political. What's going on over there is terrible. It's terrible.
That
it's
terrible. It is.
This is beyond words. Beyond words.
So, a little twist on this song. You know, I didn't want to have a doom and gloom sound to it, but it's you know, pertinent for the time. And so I literally just wrote it, and then I wrote that song literally a day before I played it on that TV show. So,
did you hear about the little boy that was playing in the street and the machine guns were going off? And the little sister, his older sister, I think the older sister was like 12 or 13. She jumped on him.
Wow.
So he wouldn't get shot.
Sure.
And she got shot. So she got shot, but she lived. Thank God she lived. She had a couple bullets in her, but
that's a brave little girl, though.
That's right. She jumped on her brother so he wouldn't get shot, and she got shot. But she lived, thank God. But thank God I can't see, because to see what's going over there. When Lynn tells me what's going over there, it's just horrible. It's horrifying to see. Thank God I can't see it. Sometimes it's good to be blind. You come up to see horrifying things like that, what's going on.
Well, I have to agree with you. That's true. I mean, there are times where I am thankful, too.
Yeah.
I can't see the stuff, you know.
Yeah, because it's sickening to see people. When they said something which is beyond words, they said last week, I heard something which is really bad. There's a lot of people that left the country. Now, when they come back, they might be looking for somebody that's in those graves, and they don't know who's in the graves. So they don't.
Well, that's true.
They won't know if their family member, husband, father, brother, is dead. He could be in the grave, and if they don't find him, they'll assume he's dead because he might be in those graves. They'll have to just assume he's dead.
Something very similar to like World War II, in some ways, you know. So
in some ways, yeah. This is terrible.
It's a difficult time, and there's no great decision. You know,
people listen to this radio show when we're not alive in the Second World War.
Right.
And but they're listening to this, what's going on, this horrifying thing, what's going on.
It's just true.
Well, so folks, if you have anything you would like to say about what's going on in this war, you can call in 407-894-1680. You don't forget, this show is for you. You can call in and discuss anything you want.
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. If you have something to say, you'd like to say it.
Hey, I want to know what your favorite dessert is. That's my. I'm still stuck on that. I was telling Michael and Lynn before the show. Yeah. I want to know what everybody's favorite dessert is, because I was eating an ice cream cone with chocolate and nuts on it. So you can call and tell me what your favorite dessert is. I'd love to know.
David, would you like to do your trivia before we go to the top of the hour? We've got a few, five.
Sure.
Minutes. I don't know.
I got time.
Chris, we got time for the trivia.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a trivia. It's okay. Okay, David. Zero trivia.
All right. Here's a song I just loved when I was growing up in the 70s. I'm more kind of a kid of the 70s. So this song came out in, I think, around 76. And please tell me who did this song. They're kind of like a one-hit wonder, but this was a big tune in 76. What's the name of the group that did this song?
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way. And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light.
Yeah,
one more bit. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number, 407-894-1680. Do you know the name of the song? Do you know who's singing the song?
That's what I want to know. What was the name of the band that did that song? I'll give you a hint. It's a band.
It's a band?
It's not just an individual. It's
rubber band? A rubber band.
Yeah, not, and it's not the ones that did Rubber Band Man either. But it was a great tune. Love that tune from 76. So who did that song? 407-894-1680. Operators, you're standing by. That number is 407-894-1680. How about that? I almost sound like my friend Chris on that one. Doing the DJ invitation.
You did.
But it is a little tricky. The song.
Any callers going in?
407-894-1680 is the number to dial. We look forward to hearing from you and you and you real soon.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it.
They will. You got to give just a sec, because it is just like a one-hit wonder, even though it was a big tune. So I bet one of my friends up north is going to call and bail us out. And we've only got a minute or so, they're going to be out of luck. No, it's not the Beatles. Sorry.
Rick James?
Good guess, though. No.
It wasn't Rick James. Okay.
No.
How about the Coasters?
Just after the Coasters and just before Rick James. So right in the middle there, stuck in the middle with you in the 70s. Yeah, 76. So looks looking bleak. This is the first time I've ever put out a song where no one knew who it was. So.
First time. We're going to give him a minute. 1 minute.
Barry.
1 minute.
It was Barry Manilow.
Oh, no. Come on now. Don't even talk like that. I like Barry, but he didn't write any songs that had any beats like that, I'm afraid.
Not like that.
But you know what? Barry did have... he wrote so many songs that that other people did, too. You know, he was such a prolific writer that a lot of other people did his tunes and made hits out of them. Him and the Diamond guy, that little known Neil Diamond fellow.
I love Neil Diamond.
He'll catch on someday.
Oh, yeah, Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Like what they used to say about the Beatles, you know. Who knows? Someday they might catch on. All right. Okay. I admit it. I throw up my hands.
Okay.
I have been defeated for the first time. Oh, so sad.
First time in 7 years, right, Dave?
Yeah. This is just, I may have to have a drink when I get off the show. this is really going to carry me. Next time I come on, I'm going to put in some extra care to get a song that'll be just right. Cause
was it the Monkees? Wasn't there a group called the Monkees? Hey, with the Monkees? No.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite groups, the Monkees. I saw them in concert. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I thought so.
And the original guitar player just died not that long ago, a few months ago, Mike Nesmith.
Where did you see them in person, Dave?
Down in Tampa.
No kidding.
A little known fact, Mike Nesmith, the guitar player for the Monkees, his mom invented liquid paper. So he was a millionaire before. He didn't have to work really.
Liquid paper.
When the Monkees toured, he.
What is liquid paper? You mean like whiteout?
Whiteout. Yeah.
Oh boy, I am on the mark.
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
You are.
I'm trying to.
All right, so give the name, give the song, and give the who's singing.
Yeah, true. I guess I should. Might as well tell that.
Yeah, tell them. Tell them.
Okay, the Climax Blues Band. The Climax Blues Band did that song, and there was one other one they did too that was pretty big, and I can't think of it. It was like a slow tune, but yeah, Climax Blues Band. If you guys are after the show, of course, after 9 p.m., you might go on YouTube and stick in Climax Blues Band on, and you'll find a bunch of good tunes of theirs on there.
Well, don't cry, everybody, because when we come back from the top of the hour, we'll do Michael's trivia right before our guest.
Right.
They might get that one.
Maybe.
I'm hoping.
Dave,
for...
Dave.
Yeah.
You believe in superpowers?
Sure.
Well, we're going to learn more about it in the second hour, as you know.
Sure, I believe in superpowers. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, this is going to be an amazing topic, second hour.
Yeah, it is interesting. But it's also a skill. Mm-hmm. I happen to know a skill that everyone can do. So that's the other key. Okay. It seems like a superpower, but right. It's really a skill. So, yeah, you know, no, it's going to be interesting. Stay tuned for the next hour, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you folks listening for the first time and want to know what this show is all about, just remember, we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what we're all about. That's what we try to do. We try to not only to entertain you, but we try to educate you. We try to inform you. The big word that I like to use is the word hope. Hope means to focus on what? A positive thought. So if you're hope and you, well, going along with hope is positive. So that's what in the world I'm in. Hope and positive, going together. One sentence, hope and positive.
Positive vibes negative. In the future.
That's right. Positive vibes. So don't go away. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to the top of the hour. And we'll be right back, but don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You can use the restroom, but that's it. Otherwise, come back to your radio.
David's going to run and have another ice cream cone. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Right, I might. Dave? They were small. They were the miniatures.
Yeah.
So
sounded good.
Or maybe one of those Uncrustable PB&Js. We'll see.
What's Chris doing?
Chris, you there?
Chris, it's time to push that magical button.
Yeah, I'm pushing. I was just waiting. I heard you guys still going,
like,
so I got you.
Bam! There you go.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.